We are up to Sif Beis. Okay, so in Sif Beis, what's going on here is the Gemara in Sukkah, Mandalad Amud Aleph, basically tells us that the mitzvah of taking the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, that was a halacha l'moshe b'sinai. It's one of those things of halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The Gemara goes through a couple of different things there that are halacha l'moshe b'sinai, one of them was Arava. Now, after the Beis HaMikdash, okay, or after the Chorban, the halacha l'moshe b'sinai didn't apply. But after the Chorban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, basically maintained that this taking the Arava was what's called a Minhag HaNaviyim. And what does that mean, a Minhag HaNaviyim? A Minhag HaNaviyim means that they instituted it as a Minhag, which has nafkaminas in terms of, you know, even though like it's very strong, it's a very strong Minhag, it's not the Rabbanah where you say, Hashakish Ram Sabbath Sivanus. That's why we don't make a bracha on it. Now, even though in the Beis HaMikdash, the Arava was taken by itself, nowadays, we only take it, as you know, on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and this is going to be explained right now as we begin. So we take the Arava on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. This is besides the Arava in the Lulav. And we do not make a bracha over it. This is Zeichel HaMikdash. Always the Zeichel HaMikdash. Shenatidas Arava Haya Sham Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Because taking the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash was Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. And that was the mitzvah b'chol yom mishivas hayamim. There in the Beis HaMikdash, every one of the 7 days, hayu mevi'in haravos, they would bring the ravos, v'zopin osan hakohanim, and the kohanim would go ahead and stand them up, al tzadei mizbeach, and the size of the mizbeach. V'yachakach boi na'am, and then the am would come, nesh would come, v'noitmin osam yisham u'mani osam. They would come, and they would take them from there, and they would shake them. U'lahachi lo tiknu l'nitala kol shiva kamo v'lula. And the reason, and they went ahead and they weren't masaking to take it for 7 days like they were masaking the lulav, because don't forget, the lulav that we do now, all 7 days, is also Zeichel HaMikdash. So we're doing Zeichel HaMikdash all 7 days for lulav, we're not doing Zeichel HaMikdash all 7 days for Arava, and Arava was also 7 days in the Mikdash. So what's the chiluk? The lulav is la ikar min haTorah. Because lulav, there's actually a mitzvah of lulav that there's an ikar min haTorah outside the Mikdash. Yom Rishon hu min haTorah after Gvulim. Because the first day, the lulav is taken even on the first day everywhere in the Torah. So therefore, Abdinun lezechel mikdash. Therefore, we make it a zechel mikdash all 7 days. Arava, the lesser ikam in the Torah, begulin. Arava has no such basis outside the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, Dai should never lezechel mikdash. Therefore, it's enough to go ahead and make a zechel mikdash yom echad, one day. Again, this obviously means a little lundicizing, exactly like what's the idea. But that's the basic descriptive split for yomi. And he says, the kavu yom shvi l'arava yoser miyom echad. Sorry, miyom acher, and they established the seventh day for the Arava more than any other day. Why? Because even in the Mikdash, there was greater Kedusha on that day. Because they used to go around seven times around the Bima, not around the Bima, around the Mizbeach. They went around 7 times in the Mikdash on that day. So too, we see that there's a special significance with the Arava. And again, we'll see soon that there's actually a machlokas, whether they actually went around with the Arava or with the lulav on the different days. So that's the basic yisai. But now, let's move weiter. Yud beis, simkot yud beis, v'ein v'varch ala, shehu rak minag neviim, because there's only a minag neviim, she'enigu es ha'am lasos kein, v'lo b'toras takana. It wasn't established as a takana, as a regular drabanam. It was established as a minag neviim, and therefore, lo shayach l'varech, therefore it's not shayach to go ahead and make the bracha of vitzivanu. It's a famous Briscoe Rub on this, exactly, what's the pshat? Again, it has the same legal standing, maybe even more. It's very serious. It's a minag already from the Nevi'im. So what makes something vitzivanu, and what makes something a takana and not a minag, and what makes something a minag and not a takana, and sometimes we do say a bracha on a minag, sometimes we don't, right? You know, for example, Ashkenazim say a bracha on halal, which is chatzi halal, which is really a minag, chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh, and on the other days we say chatzi halal. So that's a big sugya in Sefer Brachos, famous Pesuk Rabbanan, but that's the move like that. Rama, v'nagu she'shamish beis haknesses, maybe a rava limkor. The minhag is that the shamish, the beis knesses, the gabbai, he brings to the shul a ravas to sell. K'mo she'haya haminag, bizman she'beis hamikdash kayam. The same way it was the minhag in the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? The Gabbai, so we spoke of the Mishabura, the Moshe Yaminak, Shai Shluchei Bezdin, Nevi'in land. The Shluchei Bezdin would go ahead and they would be the ones to bring the Arava. So the Gabbai really is like taking the place of the Shluchei Bezdin, and they bring the Arava and they sell the Aravas, and some, as you know, make a nice good killing on the Aravas, hopefully the way it should be. It's from the Gabbai, not from the people who are making a killing, it's from the Gabbai, and that's where the Gabbai sells it in the shul, gets some good tzedakah for the shul, that would be the ideal. But, you know, as not as that, all the kiddies are making big killing on their Arava selling. Let's move weiter. Gimel. So, once again, a little bit of an intro is in order here. This is the Gemara Leviter on Memhamed Aleph, and there the Mishnah discusses and describes then the Beit HaMikdash on each day of Sukkot, they would do Hakafos, that we just talked about before, around the Mizbeach. And the Gemara, earlier there in Sukkah, I mean Gimel and the Beis, so the Gemara there has a Machlokes, this is a famous Machlokes, whether the Hakafos, okay, were done going around with the Aravos, or whether they were done going around with the Baal of Minim. And the Rishonim basically got cholek as to what the Maskanas HaGemara was. Was it that they went around with the Lulav, or they went around with the Aravos? Now, all agree, okay, to the Minim today, that when we do the Akafos, what we do is we take the Baal of Minim on the first 6 days of Sukkot, we take the Esrog and Lulav, that's what we do the Akafa around, right? When we do the Ashanis on the first 6 days, we do it with the Esrog and Lulav, because again, because today, nowadays, we don't have the Arava, we don't bring the Arava on anything but the seventh day. But the Machlokes is still significant with respect to which day? With respect to Hoshana Rabbah. Because of Hoshana Rabbah, when we take the Arava, so the Machlokes is significant. Because according to those that say you did it with the Arava, so you should really go around the Bima, which is in lieu of the Mizbeach, with the Arava, and not with the Esrog and Lulav. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to bring down these different opinions here, and what bottom line should be done on Hoshana Rabba. Okay, so let's see. Shir Yesh Misha Omer. Now those that say, She'af b'yoyim ze makifin balulav below ba'arava. He says there are those that say that even on this day, they would go around with what? With the lulav and not with the arava. The lo nagu came. He said the minhag is not that way. El lahakif bo dam ba'arava. He says the minhag is to also go around with the arava. So what's going on? Look at the Mishnah. Sif katan yitalid. Same way in the old days, okay, according to this opinion, they didn't take the Arava. Lo hukva Arava rak liyom zeh. Because the Arava was only for this day, okay, so the bottom line is, we just go ahead and we take the lulav and go around with that. And he says, Sifkat and Tezvav. Lo nagu v'chulei gam ba'arava. Tamadava. What's the basis for this? The Gemara is plugta in makifin belulav o ba'arava. What's the issue? It says in the Gemara, there's a machlokes whether they used to go around with the lulav or with the arava. V'deya harishona svirla kemanda amar de makifin belulav. And the first opinion holds like the opinion that says they used to go around with the lulav. Uminaga olam hu, today let's say, is koladeos. And he says, but the minaga olam is to be yotze both opinions. Shegam anda amar belulav, ain't posel im makif parava. Because even the opinion that holds that they went around with the lulav, it doesn't hurt to go around with the arava as well. Chayim anda amar barava, ain't posel, doesn't pasel im makif belulav. And he says, v'ayin kame besif zayin ba'aga. Check out what we'll see in sif zayin in the aga. So what's he referring to later on there in the Ramah? So he's referring to there, namely, that it is preferable not, Ramah says, not to hold the Arava and the Dalad Minim at the same time. But rather, is what we do, like to do the Akafos with only the Dalad Minim, and then we take the Arava in the hand afterwards. And the reason we'll see for this is because, again, to hold them together in the same hand is problematic. Now, the The bottom line is that the Achronim, what he says at the end here in the Mishnah Berurah, is it says that if there's no lulav at all, then for sure you should go ahead and do the Akafos on the Shana Rabbah with the Arava, because even according to the Ramah, right, the Akafos, okay, when he says it should only be done with the Dalaninim, that's only because, as we're going to see later on, that it's not appropriate to take the Arava together with the Dalaminim, according to Ramah. But if you don't have the Dalaminim, then all would agree that it makes sense to go ahead and take the Arava and go around with it. Okay, so that's that. Now, let's move on. Dirt. Siv Dalid. Once again, this is all based on the Gemaras, Machlokesim in the Gemaras, and things like that. But let's just go straight to the Shulchan Aruch. Siv Dalid. Shir Arava Zu. Afilu Allah Echad Bivad Echad. He says, the required amount for the Arava, when we're talking about this extra Arava, so it doesn't sound familiar to us because we don't do this, but he says, all you really need is one arava, like one like arava twig, and one leaf. Afilu ala echad bebar echad. One actual stem, twig, whatever you want to call it, with one leaf, and that's enough. However, the Rama says, "Aga miu mechoar hu lios ala echad bebar echad." However, he says, that's it's ichi. It's not proper to go ahead and only have an arava with one leaf. That definitely is lacking, sorely lacking in Zekhe Levi Aveyu. And therefore he says, Al-Kain Nagu Lasos Haushanas Yafin. Not only that, we try to get nice, good Haushanas, nice, good Aravas, Mishum Zekhe Levi Aveyu. In order to, again, be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Zekhe Levi Aveyu, Sif Katan Tezayin Haushanas Yafin, Tov Lechatchino Sheyal Kolponim Shlosha Badin, Uvashem Ari Kasu Chamish Badin. Here comes our Minog, right? That the Lechatchino should have at least three, take three Aravas, and the Ari, right, says that one should take five. And that's where, we have this nice little five aravos. That's where, Minhag HaOlam has, you guys take five or three? Five. So, yeah, Pashas, Minhag HaOlam is follow the re, not to take the three, like you have in the lulav, and take three for aravos, take five. Sif, I'm continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shir Archa, and the length of the arava, Kishir Orech Arava Shebelulav. Says the length, though, should be the length of the Arava Lulav. Who remembers? Amit Tvachim, three Tvachim. So it should be at least the length of the minimum Arava in the Lulav. Mr. Gura, Sivkata Nitzayim, Kishir, Orech, Kule, Tayin Shosh Tvachim, three Tvachim. Lomatsina Shekilu Ba, Elev, Prat Zed, Alecha. We don't find that they would make it except for the specific thing that all you require is one stem with one leaf. But to actually, go ahead and have it in length, not as long as length, height, not the same as the lulav, that we don't find, and therefore it should minimally have that length and height of the arava of the lulav. And he says, "Yesh omim da arava shaloshar arava yesh likol habadim bilti kshur." He says, "The arava shal arava, you should take them without being tied." Aval Rav Moshe zechusa, chalak alav because of the tzarech the kashram. However, so you see this machlokes with Moshe zechusa. He was chaylik. And he said, no, you should tie them, the chayim in agenu, and that's why minhag to tie the aravos together, the ones that are being, that you're taking for the arava on Hashanah Rabbah. Then he says, back to the Ramah, chola posel ba'arava shabalulav, posel ba'arava zu. Whatever pasels in the arava in the lulav, pasels in this arava. It says, Valkain, yesh izayr, shalo yeh gazul, v'lo yavesh. Shouldn't be stolen, it shouldn't be dry. Vinei ha'kolponim, if it wasn't dry, it was only withered, so bevadei kasher, still going to be kasher. U'mikol makom nirali lachatil yoseir tov shivlachin, better it should be moist. U'rayim ad isa sham b'mishna, v'apmem hei, v'menichen oisai b'givyos shel zav, k'day shelo yichmishu, v'hu mishum edir mitzvah. Right? They used to go ahead, and they used to place them in these gold barrels, so that they would not go ahead and wilt. And he said, this is all because of beautifying the mitzvah, hider mitzvah. Okay. The Gemara there talks about the following, in fact, talks about how when Hoshana Rabbah, we don't have it, but in those days they used to have Hoshana Rabbah falling out on Shabbos. It could have happened. In our calendars, set calendar doesn't happen. So what they used to do, if Hoshana Rabbah fell on Shabbos, they would cut and bring the aravos to the Beis HaMikdash, and in order to prevent them from wilting, so they would put in these golden casks full of water, in order to prevent them from one thing. We continue on. The chayvet ba al karka al akli pamayim o shalosh. And then he used to whack them on the ground or on a kli 2 times or 3 times. Yesh omim shitzarech linaneba. And there are others that say that you have to go ahead and shake them, do the waving with the aravas as well. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. He does the test al karka al akli. Uvishem ari zal kasu debavka al karka yachbo chamesh chavatos. This is where the minhag comes to on the karka to actually bang him how many times? 5 times. That's how many times. The tov lachbo tchila al karka chamesh chavatos. And what you should do is hit the karka 5 times. Yachad kach al kelim lahasir al in. And afterwards, on let's say a clear, you're on a chair. Vein sarach, okay, in order to get rid of the leaves. Vein sarach lahasir kol alin. You don't have to get rid of all the alin. We already discussed previously the different minhagim as to when exactly the chavata is done. Ayin sham. Let's move right there. Sif hey. Ve'ein ani talas el b'fnei atzma. Shelo yegod davar acher ima. Avalim yesh yado davar acher ein lachash. So he says here, the arava can only be taken on its own. What does this mean? And one should not bind anything else with it. However, if someone has, he goes on to say, shelo yegod davar acher ima. Avalim yesh yado davar acher ein lachash. However, if someone has something else in his hand, okay, but it's not tied to the Rava, this is a non-issue. Sif katan chaf aleph. Sorry, sif katan chaf. Shelo yegod davar acher ima. Kedei sheye nikar shu shei mitzvah. So it should be apparent that the Rava is le shei mitzvah. Uman shekasat ein lachosh, shelo chayshinan le chatzitza. You don't have to worry when it says you don't have to be concerned that if you have in your hand something else, he's talking about there's no chash for chatzitza like we have with the holding of a lulav. Chatzitza is a concern. Let's just quickly do vav. Ein adam yotze yidei chavasa ba'arava shebelulav afilu via osa shtei pamim. Person does not yotze his mitzvah obligation of taking arava with the arava that is what? That is together with the lulav. Afilu higbia osa shtei pamim. Even if he lifted it up twice, once for the mitzvah, echad l'shem lulav, once for the mitzvah of lulav, echad l'shem arava, it's not going to work. Yesh olim sheyotze ba. Another said, no, you will be yotze, okay, if you take it, if you go ahead and take it twice, look at the Mishnah Berurah, yesh olim sheyotze ba, hainu echad digbi osa pam sheni l'shem arava. That means, if he lifted it up the second time, for the sake of the mitzvah of arava, yesh heker b'zeh, because there will be a heker, yadu l'shem shehu l'shem mitzvah, da. And he says, and even according to the first opinion, you can't be yotze by Rava Shebelulav. That's specifically if it's combined together with the lulav with the other minim. If he takes it apart, and he takes the arava b'fnei atzma, pshita he will be yotze the taking of the arava atkam.